Good afternoon. I call House Judiciary Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and it is 2:05 p.m. We are meeting in the Max Grunberg Committee Room 120 in the Capitol Building here in Juneau. I ask that you please silence your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Talia with the Juneau LIO and Sophia with House Records. The following members present is Representative Johnson, Representative Carpenter, Representative Groh, Representative Sumner, and myself, Chair Vance. And we have a quorum to conduct business. On today's agenda, we have one item, and that is to hear House Joint Resolution 28, a constitutional amendment for education funding. So I will ask my policy advisor, Mr. Bob Ballinger, to come and just give us a very brief introduction so we can go straight to public testimony. Because our time has been reduced for our committee, I want to make sure that the public has time to be able to speak on this issue. Mr. Ballinger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bob Ballinger, Representative Vance's office. In short, what this does is this takes the language that the recent Superior Court decision used to invalidate the whole code section dealing with the, and I know there's much discussion about it, but the court decision actually invalidated all of the correspondence program as been codified. And so what they used was simply the language in Article 7, that states, no money shall be paid from public funds for the direct benefit of any religious or other private educational institution, which essentially is a version of what they call the Blaine Amendment that kind of went around, was in vogue for a long time. And then it also, the version, at least in front of you, also amends Article 9 to make it clear that when we talk about education funding, we are not talking about that is a public purpose. So making it clear that it is a public purpose, because Article 9 says that public money may not be transferred except for a public purpose. So it just clarifies that education funding would be a public purpose. And I'll be happy to answer more questions when we get that opportunity, but that's basically the introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Ballinger. It is my intent for us to explore the questions about the broader topic of education and providing that for all Alaskan students. But like I mentioned before, I want to make sure that the public has an opportunity to speak on this issue right now. I would like to let the record reflect we've been joined by Representative Gray and Vice Chair Allard. So I am now going to open public testimony on HJR 28. And before I begin, I'd like to mention for those watching online who may not have an opportunity to testify, you can email your written testimony to house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the public record. And I appreciate everyone's patience who called in an hour ago. But I would like to begin by opening testimony for those in the room. I'm going to limit testimony to 2 minutes. So if you would, let's see, if I have the, do I have the list? Here we are. Okay. Ariana Anderson. And if you would please come to the table, and then the next in line after that is Caleb Shane. So, Ariana, please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Ariana Anderson. I'm the only relief or substitute veterinarian in Southeast Alaska. I organize the veterinary emergency call group in Juneau, and I take half of the weekend emergencies for the entire city. I'm taking time from my scheduled work today in order to provide public testimony supporting HJR 28. I'm a lifelong homeschooler, and my children's education is my top priority. As a military family, my husband and I chose Alaska as our long-term home, in part due to the support, both practical and financial, that we have received through IDEA over the past 11 years, minus a 3-year tour elsewhere. The ability to outsource parts of my children's education has allowed me to work much more than I could have if I were doing all the homeschooling myself. As my husband reaches retirement from his military career, if we lose the option of allotment for education through IDEA, it may change our calculation of where we want to call home. The vast majority of homeschoolers will choose to become independent if the correspondence allotments are eliminated. This would hinder many other homeschooling parents with important skills from contributing to our local community and economy, as well as their own family's income. It would also mean that many children would not receive the educational opportunities and variety that they previously had. Public schools use private vendors just as we homeschoolers and correspondence programs do. The recent court ruling is a vast overreach that, if applied, would make the current public and correspondence educational systems unable to function. My family will not consider public school enrollment. Indeed, there's no way the Alaska school system could absorb an additional 24,000 students, so So this is a ludicrous and blatantly greedy attempt to eliminate nearly one-fifth of Alaska students from receiving public educational funding. HJR 28 will be a simple fix to ensure the correspondence programs, as well as public schools, cannot be found to conflict with the Constitution. Please support educational freedom. Thank you for letting me speak today.
Thank you for your testimony. Next in the room, we have Caleb Shane. If you would please come forward, state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
I'm Caleb Shane.
You can pull the microphone down a little bit more. Thank you.
And I am here to testify to ask you to not change the Constitution, because I think there are better ways to control what is happening with the money for homeschool. I also feel like allowing state taxpayer money to be used for religious schools goes against the American Constitution to have freedom of religion. And I also think that we should increase funding for all schools.
Thank you for your testimony.
You're welcome.
Did you have want to testify as well?
Yes, I think I'm next on the list.
Emily Ferry? Okay, please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Emily Ferry, and I am indeed Caleb's mom. I agree that homeschools should have support and certainty. I also think that our neighborhood schools and our charter schools should have support and certainty, as well as our teachers and our principals. To that end, I think providing a quick resolution to the issues that were brought forth by the Superior Court brings about that certainty most expediently. And more importantly, I also think that providing the much needed increase to our base student allocation would bring additional support and certainty to all families, homeschool families, charter school families, neighborhood school families. And I'd love to see us get back to those issues at hand. A change to the Constitution is a really big deal, and that just, I think, brings up a lot of contentious issues and moves us further away from the certainty that our students and our families all desire. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Lon Garrison, if you would come to the table. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair Vance and the House Judiciary Committee. My name is Lon Garrison. I'm the Executive Director of the Association of Alaska School Boards. AASB opposes House Joint Resolution 28. AASB is opposed to using public funds to finance private schools, parochial schools, or private homeschool correspondence programs, whether through vouchers, tax credits, individual K-12 savings accounts, or any other funding that would divert funds from public education. Public schools play a vital role in that every child receives an education regardless of their race, ability, religion, economic circumstance, or special needs. Elected school boards are responsible for overseeing public school budgets and ensuring taxpayer funds are used appropriately. In contrast, using public funds to pay for private or parochial schools and fees can divert from limited resources from public schools. Public funds used for private or religious institutions and directly tied to students cannot fully ensure that students or taxpayers the benefits of accountability measures like state-mandated content and student performance standards. They also do not satisfy other state and federal mandates which public schools are required to operate without invading the religious and other constitutional freedoms of private and parochial schools. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify on HJR 28? Seeing none, we will now go to online. We're going to go to the LIOs next, and at the Homer LIO, we have Ms. Lori Heckert. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Nope. I'm Laura Heckert, and I'm in support of HJR 28. I believe it's the parents' decision on how they want their children educated. Families have morals, values, and ethics which they want reflected in the schools which their children attend. when I attended school in the 50s and 60s, don't laugh, the parents from our town knew that education was on the basic subjects, reading, writing, math, history, civics, vocational ed, and knew the children would not be indoctrinated with a value system other than their own. In fact, it wouldn't even have entered their mind. Public funds should be available to all children for their education, no matter which school they attend. I support the passing of HJR 28. Thank you for your opportunity to let me testify. Laura Heckert.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we will go to Michael Patterson. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hello. For the record, my name is Michael Patterson, and I live in Anchorage. I am calling on behalf of the Party of Socialism and Liberation Anchorage. PSL Anchorage is opposed to HJR 28. HJR 28 is a clear attempt to erode the separation between church and state. Furthermore, given the recent court decision regarding correspondence schools and public funds going toward religious private institutions, HJR 28 is an attempt to constitutionalize a loophole that allowed for the unconstitutional allotment of public funds to religious and private institutions. You need to fix education, not use a crisis to insert an unpopular ideological position into the Alaska Constitution. You need to go into special session and address education. HJR 28 is a cynical attempt to capitalize on a crisis. This is a classic example of shock doctrine, where political ideologues and free market extremists break public institutions and then claim the only solution to the crisis is to privatize that public institution. There was a conspiracy to exploit correspondence schools to funnel public funds to religious private institutions. End of discussion. That conspiracy should not be rewarded by incorporating it into the Alaska Constitution. Those who abused allotments in order to use public funds to religious institutions should stop holding education hostage. I have a child in public correspondence school, and I cannot even begin to describe my anger at those who are trying to manipulate a crisis in order to pursue an unpopular political agenda at the risk of my child's education and future. Do not pass HJR 28 out of committee, and please focus on tangible and material ways of addressing the education crisis in Alaska. Hold a special session on education. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Alan Straw from Eagle River. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes. Alan?
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Alan Straw. Should public money go to private and religious schools? No. No, absolutely no. The Constitution forbids it, and it should stay that way. And last I checked, when legislators swore your oath of office, it stipulated that you uphold the Constitution of the state of Alaska. Uphold, not subvert, nullify, bastardize, amend, or change. So please do your jobs, keep your hands off the Constitution, and keep public money out of private and religious schools. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Cynthia Gachupin from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Cynthia Gachupin, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I have 3 children under 18 that live in my home. All 3 have different forms of schooling they attend. One is in an ASD homeschool program, one is in a traditional high school, and one is in an ASD in-person charter school. The effect of the recent issues this year with the public school funding and now homeschool funding has had a huge impact on my household, particularly for my 2 oldest children that are high school aged. I've gotten to the point that I don't trust education through Alaskan schools at all. I can't trust that my homeschool child, who is in her junior year of high school, will be able to attend her current homeschool program next year and graduate. I can't trust that my child in traditional school will be able to attend a well-funded school next year as a sophomore. I feel I have no choice but to pull both of them out of the Anchorage School District and place them in an out-of-state accredited online high school program. This is the only way I can ensure they will get an education without the constant uncertainty Alaska schools have been facing for years. I'm willing to pay the out-of-pocket cost to ensure my children have consistent education that is not constantly being put on the chopping block by the state. Many hands put us in the situation we're in now. Adults fighting like children and leveraging education for their own causes has put actual children's education in jeopardy. It's shameful and disgusting to witness this as a parent. The reality is that religious schools cannot be paid for by public funds. It's in our federal constitution, and that takes precedence over our current state constitution or any changes made to our state constitution. I'm asking you all to stop leveraging our child's education for your political goals. I'm asking that you fully fund the BSA so that two of my children can go to traditional schools and get the education and supplies they need. I'm also asking that you actually fix the loopholes that are currently in with the correspondence schools so that correspondence schools are not affected by the issues we're facing right now. You all are literally messing with children's future.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Megan Lips from Soldotna. If you please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Megan Lips. We currently homeschool 2 of our 4 children through Matthew Central. I am a lifelong Alaskan, and I personally benefited from homeschooling in Alaska. I value the support that we have for our own children. Next year, I will begin homeschooling our daughter who has Down syndrome. As we look towards the next school year, it brings much uncertainty to our family. Although lack of funding will not change our decision to homeschool, it will impact the opportunities that our children have. Public education funds they receive benefit them academically, and homeschooling is a great fit for our family. My husband works on the North Slope, and homeschooling allows flexibility for his schedule, in addition to allowing our family to extend our fishing season to stock our freezers before winter. Thank you, and I will be praying for you to have wisdom as we go forward in providing stability for Alaska homeschool families.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have David Leslie from Fairbanks. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm David Leslie. I live in Fairbanks. I am testifying against HGR 28. There's just so many things wrong with it. When then-Senator Dunleavy proposed this funding system, we knew it was unconstitutional, and yet it got pushed through, and now we are in a crisis because of people like him who supported his obviously unconstitutional wants. I went to public school at Lathrop High School, but my brother was homeschooled. We were both wildly successful, and I understand the need for homeschool, but to provide opportunities to homeschool students that aren't extended to public school students is alarming. Here in Fairbanks, homeschool kids can join any program at public schools, but public school students don't get an allotment to go get extracurricular activities. There's also the fact that so many of these religious programs were funded by the state and federal government for boarding schools. We still have not yet investigated how many dead Native children and babies are buried in these schools, and they have not made amends or even acknowledged the genocide they played against Alaska Natives. Yet here we are arguing that they should get public money when it's unconstitutional on a state and federal level. This is completely unacceptable. Also, many of these religious programs teach queer and Alaska Native kids that they are demonic and evil for either just being gay or trans or speaking their native language. And white supremacy is rampant in these religious schools. For all the Republicans who talk about indoctrination, it is religious schools that teach hate and indoctrinate children, not public schools, which should be welcoming to people of all walks of life and have the opportunity to educate people on LGBT issues, Alaska Native history, Black history, Asian history. And this is just such a bad idea, and you know it's unconstitutional, and it's so frustrating that you so quickly try to fix a problem you created.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Leslie. Next, we have Jeffrey Mayfield from Homer. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hello, My name is Jeffrey Mayfield. I'm a resident of Homer, Alaska, and a lifelong Alaskan. I want to speak in opposition of HJR 28 as it is written now. I am proud of our state and proud of its roots, proud of its extremely well-written constitution. In the creation of our constitution, our first constitutional convention kept in mind many of the same ideals of the founding fathers of our nation, such as Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. Those men argued in favor of a strict separation of church and state, and they were right to do so, as our country was settled and founded by people who were having certain religious beliefs forced upon them in England. One of the sponsors of this bill, Sarah Vance, posted upon the death of our last remaining Constitutional Convention delegate, Vic Fisher, on October 24, 2023. She stated that it was an honor to meet him and spoke highly of the work that he did. She then offered to proudly hand out constitutions to anyone who asked for one. Vic Fisher was a great man, and I am remiss in the fact that I was never able to meet him. However, everything I have read about him allows me to say this with the utmost of confidence. He would be appalled by this proposal and its potential undue an important aspect of his work and advocacy. I agree that the recent ruling by the Honorable Judge Zeman is a shock and damaging to the wider range of families than I would wish. I urge legislators to abandon this current effort to alter our state's fantastic constitution and instead find a route forward that allows correspondent schooling without contributing to religious organizations, institutions, or religious schools, either directly or indirectly. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have Susan McKenzie from Wasilla. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes. Ms. McKenzie? We will come back to Susan McKenzie. Next, we have Scott Crass from Fairbanks. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Scott Crass. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm here to speak in opposition to this change to our state constitution, which has served us so well over these last 68 years. I agree that homeschools should have certainty and be supported, but it should be done in a constitutionally sound manner, preserving the separation of church and state. There are likely to be unintended consequences to the voucher scheme that you're imagining as well. Public funds will come with public oversight. Spending public funds on private and religious education is opening a Pandora's box. Please oppose this resolution.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll try to go back to Susan McKenzie. Are you available?
Yes.
All right.
This
please
is
state
Susan
your name
McKenzie.
For the record.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You have 2 minutes.
Yes. My name is Susan McKenzie. I was a public school servant for 41 years and just recently retired. Was a superintendent, special ed director, teacher, and a state-level director. I'm calling in support of HJR 28 that would allow choice for our parents. And you might ask why, as a public school servant for many years. There are a lot of reasons for this. We know that in Alaska, we need to redefine education for our students, that our test scores, state level and nationwide, for a long time have not been at the place that they need to be, and that puts our students at advantage. We know that the research is clear that parents that are involved in their child's education do better. That's very clear. And so we are a state that says parents have choice. And so putting parents in the middle of their students' academic life and having choice in that is really important. Parents know what pathway is appropriate for their child and that would benefit their child to support their family culture, whether that's to go homeschool route, charter school, private Christian school, whatever it would be, parents know what's best for their children. And so putting barriers in place that would cause the parents to not have a choice for their education is not what's best for kids. It's not what's best for families and the situation that families are in. So I'm just calling to support HJR 28. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Mike Ilg from Homer. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Mike Ild. I am from Homer, Alaska, and I would also like to testify in opposition of HJR 28. The reality of it is this. It's illegal. Don't do it. Don't waste your time, money, and effort in pursuing this because The reality of it is there's separation between church and state when it comes to using taxpayer money, whether it's money that we paid through taxes or that's allocated through the state. I specifically have an issue with religious education. Some of my very best friends send their kids to private religious schools, but that comes out of their pockets, not the taxpayers. And that infringes upon freedom of religion. I do not want state dollars to go and support religious indoctrination. That is in our Constitution, and it's in the First Amendment in the Constitution, under the first clause, that no religious institution should be getting any sort of government support in any capacity. So I highly encourage this committee to kill this bill in this body and start focusing on the BSA increase. Start focusing on retaining educators. I do support correspondence schools, but not religious schools. Thank you for your time and energy, and listen to all of the voices. Enough with the us versus them, right versus left. We're all Alaskans. We're all human beings. We need to focus on what we need to do that is best for the state collectively, not by party. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Melissa Gordoff from Wasilla. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Melissa Gordoff, and I am calling from Wasilla, Alaska. I am not calling as a representative that works for a school district or something. I admit in the past I was a substitute and a recess monitor for our Mat-Su school district. I'm also a retired nurse. I left the public school with my two kiddos because of bullies and safety issues. And that's something that I really want to bring up to you guys today because of the events that have happened here in the Mat-Su. We lost a kiddo in our community due to things that had transitioned in public school through bullies. We don't have a community member anymore. And when kids don't have an outlet to escape this stuff from public school, that's cutting off safety. And when you don't feel safe in your environment, how can you learn? And it's our job as parents to make sure our kids feel safe. It's our job as parents to make sure our kids are educated. And it's our job to make sure that they feel like they are in an environment where they can thrive. Some of the other reasons I want to bring up why I homeschool is my son has dyslexia and a reading disability. For years, he struggled, and I'm talking struggled in school. He was below reading level. He was put on an IEP for special education. This support did not help him. He was pulled away from fun activities in school like science and art and was not allowed to participate in them. And put into a reading group where this was a reading group where he was smashed with two grade levels and one teacher trying to teach two curriculum to like 35 kids. And that's his one-on-one support. I would volunteer after substituting and recess monitoring to help my son in his class just to give her another hand on deck. Because let's face it, it just wasn't working. Now let's talk about medical issues and how this supports family bonds. When you're homeschooling with your kids and you're invested, you're there for them in every aspect. There isn't something that's getting missed.
Ms. Gordoff, could you please wrap up your testimony? You're at the end of your 2 minutes. Could you wrap up your testimony?
Absolutely. And when you're able to be there to support them in those academic things, it's just amazing to see how your kids thrive. And to cut off this freedom for parents that are taxpayers, it's just not fair.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you for listening.
Next, we have Aaron Kelly from Anchorage. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Aaron Kelly. I'm a proud mom of four little girls. My oldest three are in elementary at Family Partnership Correspondence School in Anchorage, and I'm calling in support of HJR 28. My husband and I have both served on active duty in the Air Force and the Alaska Air National Guard. He still deploys often, and of course, in 2020, as our oldest was beginning kindergarten, the pandemic was raging all around us. In contrast, we desperately sought to provide a stable school experience and a safe environment to preserve our children's innocence a bit longer, and most of all, to instill an unquenchable desire for learning, We found family partnership, and we are so grateful for the support and guidance we've received there. Our children are thriving, and I soon decided to step back from my military career, and yet the sacrifice of becoming a one-income family pales in comparison with the growth we see in our children through their delight in nature, hunger for books, empathy for others, and love for each other. We are grateful to live in this great state of Alaska, where our rights as parents to educate our children are upheld and supported. In addition to being a regular tax-paying family, we pour our money into the local economy for educational resources, a local nonprofit dance school for ballet, sports through local small businesses, and music and art through local private teachers. We spend thousands of our own dollars on individualized curriculum to meet our daughter's unique needs. We also plan and depend on an allotment from the state, and we respectfully ask that all districts honor the allotment program, at least for this current school year, so as not to devastate families like mine, and especially families that depend completely on the allotment for their basic curriculum and books. If you don't fully understand the immense value and significance of Alaska's correspondence programs, I urge you to educate yourself. I implore our elected public servants and tax-funded officials, do not allow power and money and pride to play a role in your actions and decisions in the days and weeks to come. I believe in General George Marshall's wisdom, there is no limit to the good you can do if you don't care who gets the credit. Do what is best for our children. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Kent Williams from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name's Kent Williams, and I want to thank all of you for giving me the opportunity to voice my opinion on HJR 28. I'm in opposition because of the fact that both my wife and I are retired educators and have been in Alaska for over 38 years and have a granddaughter presently in our public school system here in Anchorage. We're against the idea of providing public educational funds to both private as well as religious schools, given the fact that there is a separation and always has been a separation between church and state. And the last thing I'd like to add is, unless you're willing to tax religious institutions and such, even the church that I attend, I implore you to drop HJR 28. Thank you so much for your time and energy on this topic.
Thank you for your testimony. Next is Danielle Sojin from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Danielle Shadeen, and I'm a homeschool parent of two kids with family partnership here in Anchorage. And I wanted to express my opposition to HJR 28. I believe it's possible to support homeschool families and homeschool options without undermining public education at the same time. I'm grateful for the option to be able to homeschool through a correspondence school. Of course, the allotment is nice to be able to buy curriculum, but it also means that I can work with a sponsor teacher. There's academic accountability built in, and I love having the ability to choose my own curriculum. However, although my own children are not in a neighborhood public school, I understand how important it is to our society and our state to have a strong, well-funded public school system. I'm absolutely opposed to public funds being used on private and religious school tuition. I've watched friends and family leave the state due to the lack of support for public education, and more will leave if we continue down this road. Instead of HJR 28, I would ask the legislature to find a way to support homeschoolers while not actively undermining public education. Fix the correspondence school loophole that has allowed for this mess and raise the BSA. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. I'm going to try to get this name right. Casey Craggy, please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, yes, it's Casey Craig. I am here from Anchorage. I wanted to testify against HJR 28. I'm a homeschool parent of two kids in family partnership. And as a parent who has chosen homeschooling for my children, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of the financial support provided through homeschooling allotments. These resources are not just about dollars and cents. They represent opportunities for us to enhance our children's education beyond the confines of traditional classrooms. They enable us to tailor learning experiences that foster their growth and development in ways that suit their individual needs and interests. However, amidst our appreciation for these resources, we must confront a pressing issue, which is the use of public funds to support private schooling institutions that incorporate religious materials into their curriculum and teachings. Just as public schools are rightly barred from teaching content with religious affiliations, it is imperative that private schools refrain from such practices when public funds are involved. I would recommend a understanding of making the amendment to the Constitution more clear on whether the private schooling can be continued based on not using religious materials. Thank you for your time and attention on this matter.
Thank you. Next, we have Brian Pike from Palmer. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Yes, this is Brian Pike. Thank you very much for addressing this important issue. A couple points I wanted to make. Parents who homeschool or whose children attend charter private schools pay taxes and create public funds. And when their kids are homeschooled or in a charter school, the public school is not burdened with the cost of that student. If parents sacrifice to homeschool or send their kids to charter schools, they should receive some financial support or allotment. One of the things that's been brought up a few times and it's worth giving serious consideration is special needs kids. These kids benefit greatly from homeschooling or special schooling charter schools. And the classroom also benefits as well, as often these special needs students require significant teacher time. I'm not sure if this is an unintended consequence of long ago or currently, but nevertheless, it is vital that it be considered that special needs kids, when homeschooled, their parents know what's best. And their parents as taxpayers deserve to have a respect for their rights. And if they will take on the huge sacrifice of homeschooling or the expense of sending kids to a private school to better them and help with their grades and learning, I can only see that it makes great sense. So again, I support HJR 28 and I appreciate your consideration and thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Holly Davis from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes. Holly?
Hi, sorry about that. Hello. Yes, I'm in support of Bill HJR 28. First, I would like to express our gratitude, my family's gratitude to the wonderful state of Alaska for the extraordinary homeschool support that you've given us since our moving here in 2020. We are a one-income military family living on J-Bear with two beautiful girls whom we've always homeschooled. We've moved many, many times, so homeschooling provided stability for our girls in the area of education when everything else was always changing. So I'd like you to know that we have never experienced as much support for our homeschooled children as we have here in Alaska. In fact, this is the top reason we decided to stay longer here in Alaska because of the homeschool support that you have poured into our children. The state of Alaska, nowhere else compares to you in this area, and we've moved quite a bit. We have seen quite a bit of the country. And this is why I'm extremely heartbroken and shocked with the current ruling. We're currently enrolled with Family Partnership Correspondence School, and we've been ever so impressed with and just had superb support from our contact teacher. My daughter, my oldest daughter, begged us with tears not to leave Alaska because she wants to graduate in May of 26 from Family Partnership. We made the decision to stay here longer so that she could graduate with her Family Partnership class. The Family Partnership student allotment has also been a beautiful blessing to my girls.
Ms. Davis, with your allotment,
you've been able to take me.
Could you please wrap up your testimony? Your 2 minutes is up.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say that we've been able to do so many things and provide a well-rounded, customized education. And correspondence schools should have the right to choose their vendors without discrimination, whether religious or non-religious. Thank you, and I support the HJR Bill 28.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Nicole Van Puursum from Anchorage. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
My name is Nicole Van Puursum. I'm calling to voice my support for HJR 28, the correspondence programs, allotments, and homeschooling in general. My family has the constitutional right and privilege to homeschool. My husband and I both have master's degrees, and he is a proud Air Force veteran. We support all students in my community through paying taxes, voting for school board members, funding bonds, and even helping teachers get supplies they need through my local biomethane group. Regarding the indoctrination concerns that come up with this, I'd like to point out the Webster Dictionary definition of indoctrination is the process of teaching a person or group to accept a set of beliefs uncritically. In a public school system that is only allowed or sometimes only interested in presenting one side to any area or subject, I will be teaching objective truths, the subjective philosophies and interpretations. Critical thinking and reasoning skills must guide learning. I know cost is also an issue. The fact is that I can provide a better education for my daughter for less money, and with the budget issues today, that is in everyone's best interest. Homeschool students are getting better test scores than traditional brick and mortar schools, and we cost the district less. My husband and I pay taxes, and that money goes to public schools, of which my daughter is a student through a correspondence program. I understand the desire for funds to be spent in line with the Constitution, but we cannot think that stops with our homeschool programs. Despite my freedom to educate my daughter myself and my right to freely practice my religion, I have never been allowed to spend funds on religious material, ever. While the school district spends funds paying for online classes from a religious institution like BYU and the many private educational institutions that provide needed tutoring. The implications of this program being supported is far reaching in our state economy. No one is forcing the use of religious materials or secular or religious private programs. Choice is what's best for all public school students, including those in correspondence programs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Rebecca Bernard from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, thank you. My name is Rebecca Bernard, and I'm in Anchorage, and I'm testifying today in opposition to HJR 28. I oppose amending the Constitution. I support and agree with the wisdom of the folks who wrote our Alaska Constitution to prohibit the use of public money for private and religious schools. This is a separation of church and state issue, and our Alaska Constitution has been held up across the nation as one of the best in the country. Our public schools have many options. There are neighborhood schools, brick and mortar. There are charter schools and alternative programs, and there are public correspondence schools. And these public correspondence schools that support homeschoolers can continue to offer this support to homeschool students with a simple legislative or regulatory fix. A constitutional amendment is not required. Please don't hold correspondence students hostage to battles over the Constitution and just do the legislative work necessary to find a solution. We had correspondence programs in Alaska before this unconstitutional statute was passed, and so we can certainly return to that system. And finally, I just want to say that I would much rather that we be spending time on finding that fix and also raising the BSA, which helps all public school students, including correspondence school students, rather than spending time on a constitutional amendment that would not only be harmful to our public school system, but is fruitless because we know it's not actually going to pass the legislative body. So please raise the BSA, table this amendment, and thank you for your work.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Phelan Simpson from Eagle River. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Phelan Simpson. I am a military wife. We are a household of five, live in Eagle River. I have three children. We're a family partnership. I have been homeschooling for going on 7 years. I have three children with special needs. I've got children with ADHD. I've got children with learning disabilities. I have children that need a lot of my attention. We tried public school and it failed us many times. I tried charter schools in North Carolina. That failed us many times. My children were bullied to the point that we had to file police reports. We've had a lot of bad experiences, and homeschooling was the only thing that helped us, and it has been a lifesaver for our family. We struggle financially, and the allotments are the only thing that help us get us through. We make $50,000 a year, and as you can imagine, in Alaska, that doesn't get you very far. Without the allotments, my children would not be provided the same opportunities that public school children would have, and we really need them to continue on the way that we have been. We appreciate them, and I'm in support of HJR 28, reason being everybody in public school is basically indoctrinated, in my opinion. They're forced one view, one opinion, and those are taxpayer dollars that are being used. And I believe that my taxpayer dollars shouldn't be used for things that I don't believe and ways that I wouldn't want my children to be taught. Why not have freedom of choice for everybody? I think that it's the only fair choice. I believe school choice is important, and parents should have the flexibility and funding to provide for their children. Our children are not equal. They learn different. They have different interests, different challenges, different backgrounds and perspectives. We're not raising robots. We're raising small humans that are going to be making grown-up decisions one day, and they need to think independently. School is not for indoctrination. They are made for individual student learning.
Thank you for your testimony. Your 2 minutes are up. Next, we have Shad Schobert. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Please state your name for the record.
Okay, hi. Hi, my name is Shad Schobert. I want to speak in support of House Joint Resolution number 28. My wife and I have 3 children in Anchorage School District Correspondence School. We've been homeschooling with ASD for 9 years. Our correspondent school advocates and have been heavily involved in the leadership and governance of our school. In general, we believe that there are very few options to permanently resolve the fallout from the recent Superior Court ruling dealing with 2 correspondence statutes. 1, attempt a legislative fix by changing the statute, or 2, modify the state constitution. To attempt a statutory fix, this body will immediately be challenged with trying to understand what qualifies as constitutionally valid correspondence program. Is a parent purchasing material from a private curriculum warehouse and teaching their subjects constitutionally? Is a parent purchasing one non-religious curriculum or a class from a private vendor constitutional? How do you define private educational institution? Is that an online class? Is that an in-person class? Any language that the legislative body comes up with is going to have to draw a line around what you believe a correspondence or homeschool program is. In doing so, you're automatically going to exclude kids that are legitimately using public funds for non-religious classes and curriculum. You are going to limit the educational opportunities of kids. The other option is what HJR 28 attempts to do, fix the Constitution. HJR 28 is an inclusive method of permanently resolving the issues surrounding the ruling, and that public funds are not, and also include that public funds are not used for religious curriculum or classes. HJR 28 takes a broad stance to what correspondence schooling options there are and doesn't unnecessarily limit a kiddo's option to grow and learn. It allows parents and guardians freedom to school the kids the way they think is best for their family. The complication is that this ruling appears to have a much broader effect on the state's entire educational system. School districts throughout the state currently use public funds for religious educational institutions like BYU, private educational institutions.
Your 2 minutes are up. Could you please wrap up your comments?
You bet. HJR 28 would fix this, not just for correspondence schools, but for the state's entire educational system. I urge this body to support HJR 28. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We are reaching the 3 o'clock timeline, but we do have quite a few other people online. So I have closed the online for people to be able to continue to call in, but I'm going to continue our public testimony, and I will keep it open after today so that others can testify at another date, but I will keep going. We do have, I want to take a break for those online for just a moment. We do have an individual in the room who I missed earlier. If I can find your name, Luann McVeigh, please come to the table and I will take your testimony. I apologize for missing you. So please state your name for the record. You'll have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Luann McVeigh. I live in Douglas, Alaska. I'm a retired Alaskan teacher. And I just learned about HJR 28 last night and how it would remove from our state constitution the language stating that public funds may not be used for private and religious schools. I'd like to express my strong opposition to this amendment. I absolutely oppose the use of public funds to support private or religious schools. As a retired teacher, in addition to 29 years in the public schools myself, I spent 2 summers working as a correspondence teacher. I am not opposed to correspondence schools, but I strongly encourage you to create a legislative solution allowing these schools to continue without amending the Constitution. There's a simple reason our Constitution prevents public schools, public funds to be used for these schools, and it's equity. It's the school's responsibility to teach children how to contribute to and participate in society, and our Constitution stresses the right of all people to a good education funded by the state and prevents the use of state funds for private or religious schools because these schools can exclude students who, for whatever reason, don't qualify for admission. Equity is the promise of public schools, and exclusion is the prerogative of private and religious schools. Equity in education is an important civil right, and it is the public school's duty to provide it. When public school money is set aside for other purposes, it reduces the funding that's available to provide a robust education for the diverse student population who attend public schools. Parents who choose not to enroll their students in public schools are exercising their own rights, and that's fine, but they should not expect the state to pay for private or religious schools as these schools are not available to all students. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your testimony.
I oppose HJR 28.
So now I will resume online testimony. Next, we have Celeste Novak from Homer. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Celeste Novak in Homer, Alaska, and I am wholly opposed to HJR 28. It's time to work on the public education crisis, not try to sneak in funding for religious schools. A good public school education is based on observable facts about the world we live in. And religion, while useful for many people, is not based on facts. So let's spend public money on real things rather than fantasies and fairy tales. Here's a thought. Tax the churches and raise the BSA. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, and please vote no on this resolution.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Nicole Connolly from Wasilla. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, hi. My name is Nicole Connolly. I want to speak in support of correspondence schools and allotment. Thank you for your service and for giving us the opportunity to speak on behalf of our children and our families. Almost 3 years ago, my husband and I moved our family of 5 boys 4,000 miles from our home just outside New York City. We left our entire extended family, our house my husband built, and our business, and arrived in the Matsu Valley to finally live the lifestyle we knew our children needed. Work was and still is uncertain, and the possibility of moving around a bit is a real one. The correspondence school we chose, Matsu Central, was and is the perfect solution for our situation. What an ideal mix of homeschool and in-school activities. I am a former public elementary school teacher with a master's degree in education and from a family full of public school teachers. I never had a problem with public school, and I sent my children to a wonderful one for a few years. However, in Alaska, we've been given opportunities that we never would have if we stayed in a state that did not support alternatives, especially financially.
Mat-Su Central allows us to have the life we want with our children while they learn. They have the freedom to learn about anything and everything, and we can create a schedule that works for our unique family situation. Education and learning does not always have to take place in a traditional school setting, as is represented with Mat-Su Central's motto, learning happens everywhere. Mat-Su Central is as much about family education and support as it is about student education and support. The staff embraces all types of families in all situations. With the support of allotment money, we've been able to go on amazing educational field trips, take swimming lessons and art classes, and purchase school-approved curriculum to teach our children following state standards. It is not a traditional school, and it gives families the flexibility of homeschooling and still offers consistency and security that children need by having access to a physical building with a staff who knows and loves them and their families. We chose to homeschool because we moved to a state that embraces all styles of learning and schooling, and I was truly grateful for that from the bottom of my heart. Without the allotment, we would continue to homeschool,
but our children would not have as many opportunities. Ms. Connelly, your 2 minutes are up. Could you wrap up your testimony?
Thank you so much. Yes. Just please, we ask that you remember this and our children when you make plans for our future. Support correspondence schools and allotments, and you will support a truly unique and beautiful learning experience for us all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Tom Claymeyer, president of NEA Alaska. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the House Judiciary Committee. For the record, my name is Tom Claymeyer, and I serve as the president of NEA Alaska. It's my honor and privilege to represent educators working all across the state. Our members work in our public correspondence programs. They support homeschool families, and they work in our neighborhood schools. Each and every one of them takes the work they do very seriously. NEA Alaska and our members believe that every student should have every opportunity to learn an environment that works best for them, from correspondence programs to homeschool, public charters, neighborhood schools, and yes, even private and religious schools. Each family needs to make their own decision about what would be most advantageous to their own children. The case of Alexander versus Acting Commissioner Heidi Teschner was never about removing these opportunities or decisions. It was about adherence to the language of our state's constitution, a document that all elected officials in Juneau are sworn to uphold. And we believe and support simple and straightforward solutions which preserve constitutional correspondence programs, homeschool options, public charter schools, and traditional neighborhood schools. We don't want learning disrupted or families to be placed in challenging situations. The fact is that simple solutions exist without amending the Constitution. The governor and the Department of Education can easily issue constitutional emergency regulations to address the challenge. Likewise, the Alaska State Legislature can easily address the underlying issue by passing a correspondence school law that complies with the Alaska Constitution. We have decades of precedent and the pre-2014 regulations that could easily serve as a model to be adopted again or codified into state statutes. Of the myriad challenges our education system is facing right now, reconstituting the pre-2014 correspondence and allotment program is the simplest fix. We have grave concerns with the hasty amendments to our Constitution that have not been given time or space to be fully understood by the Alaskan people. Alaska has a model Constitution that should be preserved, has stood the test of time, and was very recently upheld by a large margin of Alaska voters at the polls. Proposing a constitutional amendment at this late date is more of a distraction rather than the serious effort needed to address these issues for our families, educators, and our students.
Could you please wrap up your testimony?
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Celeste Sims of Valdez. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Amy Sims from Valdez. First, would like to thank you for serving our state and allowing us the opportunity to speak today. I am a former public school educator. I have been a homeschool educator for the past 20 years, and we've lived in the state since 2016. My students are a part of a public homeschool correspondence program. I'd like to clarify that we have never received funds for religious materials. If we choose to use those materials, they are paid for out of our own personal funds. I would like to state that the lack of funding will negatively impact my children's education. I strive for excellence. I want my children to have an excellent education. Correspondence school has helped my children in this area. It has provided educational, vocational, and extracurricular opportunities. It's also provided support and stability and has allowed me to choose excellent curriculums for my students. It's also allowed an individualized education for my special needs student. Homeschooling has allowed for us to have the support that this student of ours needs. I'd like you to remember that we are educating the next generation of leaders, and I would ask that you would continue to support Alaskan home and correspondent schools. Again, thank you for listening today.
Thank you for your testimony, and my apologies, we have corrected your name for the record. Next, we have Eric Palin from Big Lake. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Eric Palin. I'm here in Big Lake. I have 4 children in correspondence school with IDEA, an outstanding organization. As you know, Alaska is a fabulous place to live, even better to educate your children. There's a lot of freedom, which is allowed, and good support from the state, at least until this shameful action has been brought by the plaintiffs, and this ruling has caused great chaos for so many families. As you know, homeschooling provides a lot of safety, good education, flexibility, family bonding, many, many benefits. Cost-benefit analysis, well known, against public schools. What has happened here is a few bad apples, perhaps, have not followed the rules and been diligent, and has caused great chaos for many. Having this allotment, as has been mentioned by many, has supported my children in taking many classes from local providers, piano, karate, art classes, science and technology classes, first aid classes, visiting museums, enriching their educational experience. Fundamentally, our contact teacher has been outstanding, and it has always been very diligent in not allowing any religious material to be used. There are very strict rules to follow. It's just some people obviously have not followed them. I'm in full support of HJR 28. We need to fix this. We need to maintain this allotment to support those families that want to enrich their children's lives outside the remit of the public school system. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Mike Coons from Palmer. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Mike Coons from Palmer and a Christian. The Party of Socialism and Liberation of Anchorage has testified against other bills and against this because they use, quote unquote, separation of church and state as an excuse. Socialism is against our constitutional republic, and to use this supposed separation of church and state is denying history and typical of socialist, Marxist, communist. This phrase comes from a letter to a person, not a policy, as president when President Jefferson. Neither Jefferson or Madison said this in any debates for our nation. Another person tried and failed to say the First Amendment makes the opposition case. His attempt at quoting the First Amendment was laughable. Quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, end quote. That was to stop a like Church of England from happening here. There was only one religion in England. We now have several. I could care less if a person is agnostic, atheist, Protestant, Catholic, whatever. What the opposition is doing is calling for a continuation of our schools teaching a religion, non-sectarian views. But what is going on now in our schools is the religion of Satan, where there is a denial of God by denying talking about God and other religions. Then over the decades, we are now teaching that girls are not girls, boys are not boys, that racism is only okay if it's against white people, and that there is no right or wrong. We need God back in our schools, the ability to put our kiddos in a school of our choice. I fully support HJR 28. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Candace Brown from Palmer. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Candace Brown. I am a homeschool mom in Palmer, Alaska. I've been homeschooling for 4 years now. My daughter is about to go into fourth grade, and my son will be in preschool this next year. We homeschool for various reasons. We do so mainly because I want my children to have a quality education. You know, what the public school system was originally enacted for hundreds of years ago, to give quality education to the masses regardless of their social class. The issue is the system has failed. For decades, it has failed. We now have had an amazing opportunity to step outside of the system, to step outside of the box, use an allotment to create fantastic education for our children that we would not have the opportunity anywhere else. It's one of the main reasons we moved to Alaska. I keep hearing people say that we're somehow taking money from public funds. Being enrolled in IDEA is considered a public charter school, so the state is getting the full BSA for my child enrolled, even though my child does not attend a brick and mortar, and they're only giving me $2,700 of that BSA to educate my child. I am educating my child far better than the school system ever could with a fraction of the funding, which says an immense amount to where is the money going in this public school system. They're getting thousands per kid with no result. I get $2,700 a year, and my kid's math scores are through the roof, and she's testing above grade level every year. The system needs true reform. Passing this amendment, I think, will be step one in truly creating school system reform. It's been able to be a system of pure mediocrity for decades because nothing has truly challenged it to do better. I believe passing this amendment will challenge the system to finally reform and finally improve. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Sarah Jones from Palmer. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
I don't know. If I would have known, maybe we should have adopted, because
Ms. Jones?
Maybe our kids should adopt, because do we really want to keep passing down this disease? And there's no way to know, right?
Ms. Jones?
The medic test is too expensive. Nobody will do it.
Next, we will go to Natalie Hughes. We'll come back to Ms. Jones in just a moment. So, Natalie Hughes from Anchorage, if you could please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Hughes, and I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm calling to ask you to vote yes on HJR 28. As a mother of three and someone who myself floundered through the Anchorage school district, I believe that our rights as parents should be respected regardless of our religious or secular opinions. It should be our choice to decide how our allotment is spent, with all views respected equally. People keep using the separation of church and state to say that we should vote no on this. However, that has nothing to do with anyone's constitutional right, and was pulled out of context from a private letter assuring a church that their right to freedom of religion would never be impeded by the state. I respectfully request that that right, as it was originally intended, and we stop weaponizing the freedom of church and state for its opposite intent against families with specific beliefs. Regardless of whether the name of God is used, core curriculum is still taught. What religious or secular family has children that they don't want to understand reading, writing, math, history, or other required courses? I ask that we end the discrimination against families that want their children to learn these lessons through a lens that is meaningful to them, especially considering that every family has their own culture and preferences. As a homeschooling family through a local correspondence program, I do request again that we vote yes, allowing everyone, including those in correspondence programs, the freedom of choice to teach their children as their conscience demands, free from either secular or religious indoctrination. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll try Sarah Jones again. Are you available?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Okay. My name is Sarah Jones. I'm from Palmer, Alaska. I homeschool my 2 kids. I really agree with that last testimony I heard. I do not include religious studies, and I don't know of anyone who pays for religious studies in their homeschool, because every homeschool program I've ever used has been very careful about not allowing any money to religious studies. I have a high needs son, and his counselor is very much pro him homeschooling, because he he's to homeschool. His anxiety level is too high to go to public school. So I am so grateful that I do not have to send him to public school. If the right to have allotment gets taken away, that would be terrible, but I would definitely just be independent. I would never go back to public schooling with my son and his needs. And that's about it. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Next, we have Josh Brandstetter from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
This is Joshua A. Brandstetter. I attended public schools in Alaska in Anchorage when I was a kid. I also attended homeschool, and I attended private school, all during my time in our education system. My homeschool experience was amazing. I'm so thankful for an amazing parent who really led that and drove my education. I also love my public education. My private education was not on the same level of quality. I attended a private religious school, and out of the three institutes I attended, only one required me every week to attend chapel and to take a Bible class. Now, the Alaska State Constitution clearly states no money shall be paid from public funds for the direct benefit of any religious or other private educational institution. It is morally repugnant that our homeschool families are being held hostage by a private religious educational institute that is taking advantage of public funds to line their pockets. There is potentially millions of dollars that are supposed to be going towards public education, towards homeschool families that need it in rural communities where homeschool is possibly your best and only option. And instead it is going to a private religious educational institute. There is a way to fix this for homeschool, but saying we have a problem, someone's taking advantage of the system, so we're going to just amend the Constitution, we're just going to open the floodgates, will not fix our education system. It will make it completely untenable. I am sad for our homeschool families. I'm sad for our public school families who already do not have enough funds. And I am upset with the private educational institutes that are taking advantage of Alaska. I am opposed to this resolution, and we need to go back to the drawing board today. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Andy Holloman from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Andy Holloman. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I am a member of the Anchorage School Board, but I am speaking strictly on my own behalf today. I am speaking in support of correspondence schools. I'm speaking in support of family allotments. I'm also speaking in support of our Constitution as it currently exists. What the court case has uncovered and what's been real obvious in the weeks since is that some places were simply ignoring any kind of oversight, turning allotments over directly to private religious schools for use, and also allowing things for families and calling them educational expenses that a lot of us would just call expenses and personal choices. You need to fix that. Apparently there was no oversight from DEED, and some local districts, I think, looked at that as a revenue source. No matter what happens, you need to figure out how we failed that way and take steps to correct it. You also need to take steps to correct this so that we can finish out our year with correspondence families in the way that they were expecting to be able to. We still have about a month and a half of their schooling, and we need guidelines from DEED so that we can legally do it. The explanation by the Attorney General, frankly, doesn't make sense. The advisory letter from the commissioner doesn't make sense. There is a signed ruling from a judge. We have to abide by it. And DEED could simply issue guidelines on it and give us a path to finish the year with assurances to the families that they're going to get their allotments paid, and we can go with that. We have a lot of years with programs like this, decades and decades. The law was changed in 2014 to something that the sponsor said was illegal. That should have been a red flag. We can fix this, but a constitutional amendment, which will take a long time to happen, and most people in Alaska have made it clear they don't want to change the Constitution unless it's something really important. I would ask you to put your energy and effort there. Get us back on a legal track. A whole room full of people voted to ignore the Alaska Constitution for over a year, and they were all people that had taken an oath to defend it. So please defend our Constitution first, get us legal, and then we can go forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Dr. Pamela Conrad from Bethel. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, this is Pamela Conrad. I'm calling in opposition of HJR 28. I'm all for kids getting the education they need in a matter that they can get it. All public schools tend to be cookie cutter, and you're putting people in where most people survive, and there's always those outliers who need a specialized program. I am against, however, allowing private schools or religious backed schools to get access to these funds or use these funds for curriculum. It is wrong, because who's to say my religion is your religion and it should be kept separate? How about we fix the existing system, put our money and our time in fixing the existing system? How about we initiate legal action against these schools that broke the rules rather than changing the Constitution? It's like having to get a hall pass to go to the bathroom in high school because one person wrote on the wall. We are all being held punished. All the correspondence schools are being held punishable because of the actions of some outliers that should be punished directly, not make it a global constitutional amendment to for a few people. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Rachel Lord from Homer. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair Vance, members of the committee. My name is Rachel Lord. I'm Alaskan who lives in Homer, and I'm strongly opposed HJR 28. To think that this, a constitutional amendment opening the doors to further straining our public education system by constitutionalizing the funding of private and religious schools with public dollars, is a good idea is appalling. Every kid in Alaska deserves the best education they can get. For some families, that may mean private and or religious schooling, and that's fantastic. We live in the United States of America, and that parental choice is a freedom we should all cherish. But the rights we have guaranteed under our Constitution include a system of public education open to all children of the state. Our constitutional framers were clear and direct that Alaska's public dollars would fund our public education system. There is no logic that reasons where our public dollars are inadequately providing for public education now that this will be improved by further broadening where those public dollars go. Homeschooling in Alaska is not under attack, and framing this issue as if it is an attack on homeschooling itself is deeply disingenuous. The freewheeling and unconstitutional use of public dollars without accountability is what's being scrutinized right now. I have heard ad nauseum about the need for accountability and wholeheartedly support the legislature in creating constitutional sideboards and opportunities for accountability throughout our public education system, our neighborhood schools, charter schools, and our correspondence schools. This is our system of public schools, and I strongly oppose HJR 28 and its proposal to shift public dollars away from our public schools, including our homeschool correspondence programs, and into private and religious institutions. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. That concludes all of the testimony for today, but I'm going to keep public testimony open for another date. For those who did not have the opportunity to testify, you can send your written testimony to house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the public record. I would like to state that it is my intent that we pursue other court cases and case law across the nation in having a dialogue about our Constitution regarding public education. I think we have a lot to learn about this. We've heard a lot of great and compelling testimony. I would just like to state for the record, before there's any accusation about me as the chairman, I do homeschool my children under the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. I have not used any of those funds for religious education. I do use religious material to do the academics portion of my children's schooling, and that is paid for out of my own family funds. I myself am a product of private school, homeschool, and public school. So I have experienced all of them, and just wanted to put that on the record before anything were to come forward so that I am completely transparent before this committee and before the public. I do not in any way want to take funds from one area of education and insert them into another. I want to expand education opportunities for every child in Alaska and believe that this is a way to offer success for our students and our families. And so I want us to investigate the fuller question, and that means looking at the Constitutional Convention, looking at other case law across the nation, and whether or not our current Constitution goes against our First Amendment rights. I want to thank the committee for staying longer today, and also for those who called in to testify and those who came to testify in the room. We will take up this bill again on Friday, so I encourage your engagement. That concludes our business for today. The House Judiciary Committee will meet again on Friday, April 26th at 1 p.m. to consider the governor's appointee to the Commission on Judicial Conduct, Mr. Robert Sheldon, and then bring back HJR 28 Constitutional Amendment Education Funding in its second hearing. So, we have a full plate. SB 12, Address Confidentiality Program by Senator Keel in its first hearing. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 3:25 p.m.